On this very blessed day, earlier and throughout, in some ways, the day we observed the feast of Our Lady of the Snows, and also the dedication, along with it, of the Basilica of St. Mary Major, the major Basilica of Mary in Rome, which came forth from the fact that the Blessed Mother made it snow on the night between the 4th and the 5th of August, in the very, very hot August of Rome, which is usually unbearable, even more than here. And she told the old patrician couple, John and his wife, who wanted to dedicate their fortune to God, and they asked Mary for help. And she appeared also to Pope Liberius I in the middle of the night. And she told them, "On the hill on which I will make it snow tonight, and you will see it in the morning, I wish for a church to be built in my honor. For there is no such church as in such a splendor as I wish, or my son wishes, here in the great city of Rome." And so in the morning, everyone woke up, and they didn't know what to think, and then all the servants came running to the Pope and to the patrician couple, and they saw that on the Esquiline Hill, it had snowed, and there was a good amount of snow there. So Pope Liberius took a shovel and traced with a shovel the map, as it were, of the basilica that was to be built. And so this is the origin of this church. But the thing too is that it is concerned and connected with the heresy of the arch heresiarch Nestorius, patriarch of Constantinople. Nestorius did not believe that Mary was the mother of God. She was the mother, according to him, of just his body that he took over. But he was, as such, it wasn't God. And of course, this was condemned by the church. This was not the faith of the church from the times of Christ and the apostles. He is, indeed, the Son of God and the Son of Mary, true God and true man. She is the mother of God, not of just a body. She is the mother of the eternal Son of God. And so we see here on this Feast of the Transfiguration that we celebrate in anticipation on this vigil, that our Lord showed himself to the three special apostles that were always with him, those that were his most beloved apostles, Peter, James, and his brother John. And he was changed in such a way. Usually they just saw him as you see a person, but they did not see this. They saw him resplendent with rays coming out of his body. His clothes became so bright they could barely look at them. He was indeed transfigured. And then, all of a sudden, they saw the Old Testament manifested in the persons of Saint Moses, the lawgiver, and Saint Elijah, or Elias, who represented all the prophets, and saw the law and the prophets. Everywhere you see this coupled together, the law and the prophets. And they were talking to Jesus. They could not believe what they were seeing. They knew that he was God, but knowing one thing and seeing it is another. We believe in the Eucharist, but until we have some kind of an experience where we see him in the Eucharist, as some have, even here, then you just believe that it's only intellectual. And of course, the Catholic faith is not a religion of feelings. So many today want to say, "Oh, I feel this," or "I feel that." Poppycock, who cares what you feel? Maybe it's your toe hurting. The Catholic faith is the religion of intellect, of the knowledge of God that is especially given to us by the eternal Word of God that has become man in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is not just partially there, he is totally there. She is not the mother of just part of his manifestations. She is mother of God, true God and true man. So Moses and Elijah appear, testifying to the truth of what he is, of what he says he is. And then Peter, as always, he makes a statement, not knowing what to say. And he says, Lord, it is so good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tabernacles here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. They recognized who they were. And then all of a sudden, the Father and the Holy Spirit appear to testify also to the Son of God, the Son of Mary, who is true God and true man. This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. How could he not be? Listen to him. Pay attention to him. Obey him. And then everything disappeared, and Jesus was as before. Yes, still the wondrous and most beautiful creature that was the Son of God and Son of Mary. But no longer could they see him in his godly manifestation. He came and he told them to rise up and not be afraid, because who would not be afraid to be in the presence of God? And then he told them, don't tell anyone about this until, and he uses one of the terms of the Messiah, of the divinity, until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. And so we see on this day, in which we remember another wonderful miracle taking place through the intercession of the most holy, very blessed Virgin Mary in Rome in the year 355 or so AD, on this day. And we rejoice in the fact that her Son has given her this power, and that she is the Mother of God. Soon after this, the Council of Chalcedon was held, and a beautiful church was built there, but the Father said, no, we need to do something better. So they built a new church over the one that was there, which is the present day Basilica of St. Mary Major, one of the most beautiful churches in Rome and in the world, still as it was in the year 420 after the Council of Chalcedon. And so we rejoice that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has become man, and he is the Son of Mary in every which way. And we, who have already seen in the intellect of faith that he has risen from the dead and has ascended into heaven and is coming again at the end of time, we too wish to join ourselves. We too, with St. Peter, wish to exclaim, it is good, Lord, that we are here. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.